Today is August 17th, 1973. We're in Dawson, Yukon Territory, Canada, attending the ceremonies marking the 75th anniversary of gold discovery in the Klondike. The ceremonies are held in the ballpark in Dawson immediately after the conclusion of a very colorful parade.
As pioneer of the day, they are also Mr. and Mrs. Yukon for the Sourdough Rendezvous this year.
We greatly appreciate the great honor that's been bestowed upon us by the pioneers and the Rendezvous Committee this year. We have enjoyed it very much. We have endeavored to attend most of the functions that's taken place since we were appointed. And I wish to thank you all for your attention. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Message here from the mayor of Fairbanks to the pioneers of Dawson City from the pioneers of Alaska. Greetings on your 71st anniversary. Also, we have here Mrs. Lena Phipps, Queen Regent of the Alaska Pioneers. She brings these greetings from the mayor of Fairbanks, Harold Gillam, and the citizens of the interior of Alaska. I would now give you Ms. Phipps to present a short speech to the mayor of Dawson.
Mr. Mayor, on behalf of the mayor and the people of Fairbanks, we present you this key to our city.
Thank you very much. And as a mayor of Dawson, I'd like to present to Mr. Gillam, the mayor of Fairbanks, a series of drawings from the people of Dawson.
As most of you are aware, this year being the big celebration, we have worked quite closely with our sister city of Seattle. And now present Mr. Bruce Chapman of Seattle.
Thank you very much. This has been a great visit for those of us from Seattle and Washington State, and it was sweetened considerably this morning by the victory of our canoe team. And I'd like to make some introductions at this time of some of the people who are up here from Seattle and Washington State. Representing the governor, we have Mr. and Mrs. Ralph Monroe. We have Bob Davidson representing Congressman Joel Pritchard. And we have the team, which I'd like to introduce right now, Dave Roebuck of Seattle, Martin Tunley, Jan Topinski, Mike Fenimore, Ned Dimmock, Terry Johnson, George Claggett. Will they all take a bow? I'd also like to thank some people. We have found, since we became sister cities with Dawson about a year and a half ago, and a delegation came down from Dawson for the ceremonies, we found a lot of good friends up here in the Yukon. We're very proud. We'd like to thank Mayor Fuhrer, Commissioner Smith, Mr. and Mrs. John Gould, Counselor and Mrs. Stutter, and Mr. and Mrs. Thorson of Whitehorse, who, when we lost our sleeping bags, or Canadian Pacific lost them, they outfitted us, which I thought was pretty fair and hospitable of them. We became sister cities 2 years ago. The sister city relationship between international cities is set up to further better relations around the world. To my knowledge, this is the first time that a Canadian city and a U.S. city have become sister cities. It's also very unusual that you'd have a city the size of Seattle and a city the size of Dawson becoming sister cities. But when you look at the relationship between these two cities, the close ties over the 75 years, you realize how appropriate it is. Because when the gold rush started, a large number of the people who came up here were outfitted in Seattle, and a large number of them came back. We have a great many Yukon pioneers in Seattle. And on behalf of all of them, and the continuing relationship between the two cities, I'd like to present to Mayor Fuhrer a book which was written by Archie Satterfield of the Post Intelligencer in Seattle, and who is with us today. And I'd like to present this book on Washington.
Thanks very much.
I would now like to present a fellow that a very lot of us know. He's been trying to convince me that he's solely responsible for the beautiful day. Commissioner Smith.
Thank you. Thank you very much, George. Distinguished platform guests, ladies and gentlemen, visitors, it's a very fitting culmination to the celebrations that we have been having this year in the Yukon to celebrate the 75th anniversary of our establishment as a territory, and also this 17th, of course, being the 75th anniversary of the discovery of gold here in the Klondike. And no better place that this should be celebrated than here in Dawson City, and no better organization that should be looking after today's activities than the Yukon Order of Pioneers. None of these things happen, they have to be made to happen, and this organization, whose numbers are not very great, and as you saw from the parade today, the numbers of real old-timers who are still available to participate are getting fewer every year. But where else, I'm sure, would you be able to go and find the lodge such as the Yukon Order of Pioneers, and having the parade led by a man who will be celebrating his 104th birthday next March, Black Mike Winage. Black Mike, I don't know where you are at the moment. But I'm sure that he will be here to lead not only today's parade, but that 17th of August parade for many years to come. It isn't too many years ago when Dawson City was on a downgrade economically. Many people were ready to write it off as simply nothing but a memory of a bygone day that would never have any future. And that day has changed. On behalf of 20,000 Yukoners who are strong supporters of Dawson and its economic revival, I say to each and every one of you that I hope that the next 75 years will be as equally illustrious and as beneficial to everyone associated with this town and the Yukon Territory as the past 75 have been. To the Yukon Order of Pioneers and to all those who have participated in putting together today's celebrations, I say a heartfelt thanks to all of you. Your labors have not been in vain. It has been a worthwhile effort for all concerned. Thank you.
I would now like to present the council member for the Dawson area, Mike Studder.
Honored guests, distinguished visitors, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, I'd like to welcome you here to the 75th celebration of the gold rush into the Klondike. I'd like to say that it's almost impossible to follow as a speaker behind the commissioner. This fellow's got the gift of the gab mastered so well that normally anything he hasn't said isn't worth saying. However, today I'd particularly like to congratulate all of the participants in the canoe pageant. I think they should all receive a medal for the type of weather that they've had to master on their trip in the last 3 weeks. And of course, one of our own local boys, Alan Nordling, he didn't get enough on the river in 3 weeks. He had to participate in the raft race today just to show that he could still win. I think he's won the last 3 or 4 years in a row. So most of you can pack up on another year and just allow Alan to come down the river all by himself. It's unfortunate, perhaps, that the weather we've had frost the last few nights. It's maybe put a bit of a damper on the horticultural show in the booth to our right. But nevertheless, any of you that haven't seen the display should certainly take it in. There's still some wonderful displays to be seen there. The exhibit from young UConn artists is great, and that also should be taken in. Now I think I've come to my two bits worth, and we'll pass it over to Mr. Ford again for his furtherance. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. Very good, Mike. I would like now to present Lawrence Sear, the Grand President of the UConn Order of Pioneers.
Thank you, Brother Ford. Honored guests, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, sure great to see this crowd out today. And as far as weather is concerned, I don't know who is responsible for it, but it was great too. But I'm not going to say too much on the 75th anniversary. It's already been said, but the Pioneers were formed in 1894, and next year will be the 80th anniversary for the UConn Order of Pioneers. But at this time, I have a thing to state, and I would like to have Mr. Roy Minter step up to the stand, please. Roy Minter, as you know, has been a booster for the UConn for quite a number of years. He has worked long hours, way beyond his duties, and for this work that he has done, and we have decided to award him an honorary membership in the UConn Order of Pioneers. Roy, here's your certificate to prove it.
Honored guests, ladies and gentlemen, I certainly won't take very much of your time, but to receive an honorary membership in the UConn Order of Pioneers on this day of happy memory is certainly one of the most important honors of my life. To become part of this happy brotherhood, which is a living and vital symbol of the past, of the UConn, and all that it means, is an honor that I will ever cherish. The UConn and its history, its Klondike history in particular, is one of the UConn territory's most important assets. Indeed, from this history spring the present and the past and the wonders of the land of the UConn territory. It's the yesterdays we honor here today, recognizing that the todays too quickly fade into memory and they become part of the UConn's colorful journal. To be a part of all this is a great privilege, and all of us here, all UConners, can share as we're doing today. To the officers and the members of the UConn Order of Pioneers, I thank you for the great honor that you have given me today. I will do my best to live up to the demanding rules and regulations of the order. I thank you very much.
If Eric Nielsen is on the grounds, he should be up here. As president of the UConn Order of Pioneers of Dawson, I can only say to the people of Dawson for this parade and turnout and the work involved today, my very heartfelt thanks. Now you can all relax and do your thing and enjoy yourselves.
Present today and or this weekend in Dawson was a large delegation of Fairbanks residents, some of whom were in a senior citizens group that flew over just for the day. Your interviewer, Mike Dalton, counted almost 60 Fairbanks people this weekend. Most just came in ones or twos or groups of two or three cars. There was no organized trip to Dawson, except for the two twin-engine aircraft that brought the 19 senior citizens from Fairbanks. Following is a list of people I know to be in Dawson for the 75th anniversary of gold discovery. Mrs. Marge Hagland, Mrs. Adriana Coyle, Mrs. Cora Cook, Mrs. Marcia Cope, Mrs. Mike Dalton, Mrs. Lila Mae King, Mrs. Lena Phipps, Mrs. Jeffy Jacobs, Ross Kimball, Mrs. Marge Egan, and her son, 12-year-old, Mrs. Pat Sather, Martin Sather, and their 12-year-old son, Mrs. Mary Cook, Don Herring, his wife, Mrs. Millicent Herring, Walter Rasmussen, Bill O'Leary, Fred Springmeier and his wife, Joyce Springmeier, Jerry Norum and Mrs. Nancy Norum, Judge Warren William Taylor and his wife, Mrs. Gloria Taylor, Jim McCord, William Taylor Jr., Ed Denbow, two more members of the Fairbanks canoe crew, whose names escape me at the moment, Gene Rogge and his wife, Pat Rogge, and Mr. and Mrs. D.A. Wins. I don't know them, but they were with the Rogges. Don Chambers and his wife, Mrs. Chambers, John Buttrevich, Mrs. Grace Buttrevich, Christine Waddell, Mrs. Nanny Carlson, Mrs. Tilly Link, Mrs. Clara Anderson, Charles Bagley, Constance Hammond, Mrs. Zorro Drake, Mrs. Mary Baggett, B.E. Baggett, Mrs. Elizabeth Hayford, Mrs. Carolyn Bagley, Mrs. Doris Southall, Mrs. Flora Siebold, Mrs. Florence Wassman, Joe Kager, Arnold Brees, Joe Sithoski, I don't know how to pronounce that, spelled C-Z-E-T-H-O-W-S-K-I, Mrs. Gertrude Crossman, Sandy Cartwright, and then the two pilots, Les Bradley and Gunther Anderson. There may have been more from Interior Alaska who were here this weekend, but if they were here, I didn't see them or they were unknown to me. There were other Alaska license plates on cars in town, but I did not recognize the people. Apparently they're from Anchorage area or other towns in our state. I must comment that there are lots and lots and lots of drunk Indians, a lot of drunk whites also. It's really a blast. There were people Saturday night passed out in the streets. One street had so many broken beer bottles in it I was afraid to drive my car through it. But they didn't bother any of the visitors. They just were having their own good time and breaking their bottles and getting drunk, and others were having their own good time. The pioneers had their own pioneer dance. I'd like to comment on Mrs. Egan, Mrs. Sather, and Mrs. Cook. Those three women, Mrs. Egan's brother, Dan Egan, is Mrs. Marge Egan's husband. Dan Egan is the brother of Pat Sather and Mary Cook. These three women, Marge Egan, Pat Sather, Mary Cook, and the Egan son and the Sather son, both 12, hiked the Chilkoot and then took a boat float and boat trip, motored and floated through Lake Bennett, Tagish Lake, Marsh Lake, down through White Horse, and down into Dawson, arriving here on August 17th, Discovery Day. Some of the other Fairbanksons, whom I named earlier, hiked the Chilkoot and were a team of hikers and canoeists who were competing against five other teams. The Seattle canoe team won the canoe race down the Yukon to Dawson. Those from Fairbanks in that canoe group were Judge Warren William Taylor and Superior Court Judge in Fairbanks, Jerry Norum, who is a school principal in Fairbanks, Jim McCord, who is an insurance broker, William Taylor Jr., Ed Denbow, and then the two others whose names I'm sorry I don't have right now. The rest of us were there to... I think I forgot one name here. Jack LaCrosse. Jack LaCrosse was also in town. That's another name I should add to my list. We had a wonderful time in Dawson. Hope we can return for the 80th anniversary of gold discovery.